Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Do a lot of people texting in about Us, which was the number one movie, and saying how good it was.
Yeah, so, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but
I think that was the number one movie this weekend.
Or maybe last weekend.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't seen Get Out, it's fantastic.
Really?
A totally original story.
Yeah.
Great acting.
Yeah.
Really creepy.
Unfortunately, I only watch true crime documentaries.
That's so true. That's
unable,
true.
Unable to watch anything
Give
else.
Give it a try.
That and Live PD. Those are the only two things that I watch.
Speaking of Live PD, how long until we get a Nest Cam program?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Seriously, with all the Nest Cam stories in the past couple months, we got a couple of weeks of programming.
That's a great idea. Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, and it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to get into the mid-40s. So, beautiful weekend, and the temperature was fantastic.
It was
in the 60s.
65 on Saturday.
Beautiful. Just a beautiful weekend. So, we're getting closer. We're 8 days away from the home opener and our live broadcast at the Baseball Tavern. Hope to see you there. And a heads up that you can win tickets for the home opener and see the world champions return home for the start of the Fenway season. If you're listening on Friday during the 9 o'clock hour, the 2 o'clock hour, and the 5 o'clock hour. And I believe, is that a 2 o'clock start on the 9th?
It's usually like
2:10. 2 or 2:30 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So
2:05.
And if you, obviously you're going to get to see all of the pomp and circumstance of opening day, and I'm sure the Patriots will be there with the Lombardi Trophy, whoever they can get to be in town. And somebody suggested earlier this morning that the best choice for first pitch would be Robert Gronkowski. Yeah. I don't know if he'll be available or not, but I remember what year was it when Gronk stole Brady's jersey from him on the field, and then Bestie went and tackled him, if I remember correctly, on the field at Fenway. So. All right. Membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk or Suffolk or now Middlesex County. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. So, you know how it's well documented, according to Congresswoman AOC, that cows and their bodily functions are wreaking havoc on the planet.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There is a man in the news today who is a Dutch inventor, and he has created a new bovine urinal to help cut the emissions that cause environmental damage. Now, I don't know who's going to have the unenviable task of teaching the cow how to use the toilet.
Right.
But this gentleman says that he believes that the cow could be taught to go to the bathroom on a toilet. I don't know where you stand on that. What do you think?
Can it be taught to flush?
Well, men can't be taught to put the seat back down, so I don't know if I mean, I don't know.
So that's going to mean non-prime rated beef is going to cost you like $68 a pound.
I just think it's genius that people can scam governments to give them millions and millions of dollars.
Well, they say that on a farm where they are testing this, 7 of the 58 cows have already learned how to use the bovine toilet. Okay. Imagine if you're driving by a farm and you saw a cow crawl up and sit down on the,
just
the toilet.
Just backing up to that.
And then reach for the giant cow toilet paper afterwards.
Right? Who's going to wipe that?
Wipe itself.
They hope can't. It's recycled.
That's unbelievable. Here's somebody who says, if cow farts are ruining the planet, I'm doing my part by eating the cows.
Yeah, well, we're
that's
trying.
That is a good point. That is, and it's a delicious point. It's a great point, and it's a delicious point.
Right.
All right. Well, be on the lookout for cow toilets coming to a farm near you.
That's a good push present.
I don't think you want to give anything cow related to a woman that just had a baby. Just saying. Okay. If you value your life or your throat, I'd advise against that.
All right. It is 9:06 and time for this.
And now, LB.
Guys, you don't hear me. You just listen to me.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
And it's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Lopresti. If you have any kind of hair issues, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
1-2 to JBJ. With 3 on and 2 out in the top of the ninth, Red Sox down by 2. Here's the set. The pitch. Swinging a hard shot to second, grab by D. Gordon. He throws to first, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox leave the tying run in scoring position, and they lose 3-4 to the Seattle Mariners in the season opening series.
Ouch, 10-8 loss. They tried to mount a comeback but fell short. Martinez and Betts went yard in the loss. Boys of summer, as you heard, not off to a great start, but they're off to Oakland. Xander Bogaerts he's basically, it's a done deal. 6 years, $120 million, and good on Xander for, wanting to be a Red Sox, because I'm sure he could have got a whole lot more money if he hit the free market next year. My Bees choked in Detroit, giving up 4 in the third. In the Motor City, final 6-3, Red Wings over the Black and Gold. They've lost 3 of 4, 3 to go in 2019, and Marshy had the shorthanded tally, and he's a master of that. Celtics have Miami tonight at the Garden. C's lost to Brooklyn Saturday, tied with the Pacers right now for 4th in the East this morning, and they're on their way to the playoffs as well. Your final 4 for college hoops, Michigan State upset number 1 Duke. They will join Auburn, Virginia, and Texas Tech this weekend in mini for the final 4. Title tilt is April 8th. PGA from Texas, WGC Classic. Your winner, Kevin Kisner. He beat Matt Kuchar. NASCAR from Texas, Hamlin, Bowyer, and Suarez ran 1-2-3. I'm LB. Have a great week, people.
LB, these texters are correcting you, saying it's 7 years for Bogaerts. I don't know that that matters, whether it's 6 years or 7 years.
First of all, it's 6 years and an option. So if the Sox screw him, then he doesn't get the 7th. So whatever.
Google it.
Google it, kid. I mean, are you hanging out at a backyard barbecue with Xander Bogaerts? Right. Probably not.
Well, you know what, and whatever the deal is, kudos to Xander Bogaerts for wanting to be a Red Sox, because he could have been. I mean, think of the Bryce Harper deal. You know, he hits the open market after next year. He's a $500 million guy.
Yeah, no, that's...
And the guy wants to be a Red Sox, and so he's going to be here. So, however many years it is, kudos to Xander.
All right,
and go F yourself.
Oh,
jeez.
Happy Monday.
I'm just joking. Can I play along? You guys bust my nuts.
Absolutely,
can
I think
deep nuts.
These people are just sharing their input on the text line.
Whatever.
Accuracy. It's overrated.
No, I just, you know, the same guy that's in his car right now that has to call in to correct me goes to work and Fs stuff up for like 3 hours at work. Like, please.
Right. He doesn't have like a million
No. Let me get this straight. Everybody that works 8 hours a day, they do everything perfectly? Is that how, really? This is what you're trying to convince me? Yeah? Like,
well,
the front end loader doesn't run out of gas. Oh, it doesn't blow a hose. Oh, you're in the middle of a $14 million job on a skyscraper in Boston, and the oil hose goes... in your crane. I mean, yeah. What happens when you have to pee too much when you're in the crane, nine stories in the air, building a skyscraper, and your gallon jug is full of piss?
Don't you use the second jug that you brought up because you planned?
And then you just decide, you just pee outside and people think it's rain.
Oh, this is a little extreme.
No, actually, it's life, Danielle. That's what it's crane life. Operators do when their gallon jug is full.
So you're comparing your sports to a gallon operator with a gallon jug.
I'm just trying to explain that okay. The waitress and waiter at work today, when you serve the wrong plate of food to the wrong people, or they ordered chicken parm. And not grilled chicken, and you delivered to the table. Make sure you call me and tell me my sports sucks.
Oh, did you happen to see that Olive Garden is introducing a foot long chicken parm?
I was going to ask you if you had seen
a
that.
A hunk of chicken parm.
It's huge.
Is it a foot long or is it longer?
Yeah. It comes with. A meatball that weighs 12 ounces and stuffed shells also.
Yeah.
Now, please don't let that be an April Fool's joke.
No, that's real.
I drive by one every day. I might have to stop.
By the way,
yes,
LB, several texters are wondering why no mention of the Frozen Four and the UMass Minutemen. We should send our congratulations their way.
What?
Is it Quinnipiac? I think Quinnipiac made it as well.
I think there's
two New England teams.
I think it's Minnesota, Duluth, UMass, Denver, and Providence.
Oh, Providence, right. Providence made it.
Yes, so, all right.
Yeah, no, I know. Are you planning a big party, are you?
Well,
for the Frozen Four?
Well, maybe they're going to go and maybe they're just the UMass Amherst alumni who is celebrating the success of their hockey team.
Maybe they just want to know what happened.
What do you want?
Maybe they're just curious.
Google it.
Danielle, you've never, in your lifetime, how many times have you said any of those schools ever? Okay, if BC. BU, Northeastern was in it.
I would
have mentioned it, but who cares? No one's watching it.
You're right. UMass is a small school. Nobody goes.
You don't. We never talk about UMass.
Well, that's your opportunity.
Why haven't you ever talked about UMass hockey ever?
I haven't.
Ever.
That's your job.
So finally, for the first time in their hockey college career, they actually achieve something. Go get baked and fall asleep on your couch after
devouring
four subs. You're such a blowhard.
I would like a sub right now.
Four of those chicken farm footlongs.
I know.
Quick nap after that rally.
Thank you.
I got a chicken farm cramp. Hang on. Read this one out.
All right, for you BC hockey college fans, UMass is in the Final Four.
All right. We should get to some news stuff, Danielle. Right. There's a lot we haven't gotten to yet this morning.
Three male students at a Connecticut high school busted in an upskirting scandal.
Really?
Yes. In East Haddam, Connecticut, I think that's how you pronounce that. They reportedly had taken some voyeuristic-type photos that consisted of upskirt images of various young women taken during school hours. Now, the three boys that had been doing it, according to rumors within the school, had been going on for a couple of years. They had tried in January to recruit a fourth student, but they were unsuccessful. The kid said he didn't want anything to do with it, and the kid went to school administrators and let them know what was going on. So the three have been charged accordingly. They have not identified them, I believe, because they are minors. But the school said that this is an illegal activity, it's intolerable, it's offensive, and they're offering counseling to any students who feel they may have been victimized by these three boys taking the photos.
Jeez, that's aggressive.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You think they ought to ban cell phones from school during school hours?
Yes, I think
you
they're do? A huge distraction.
I do,
but unfortunately, I believe cell phones are used in some classes for the calculator and all this.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Then let's go back to the old days when you had to go get one out from the library before class.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, I understand technology can be very beneficial, and I know it's used in class. I just think this is a huge distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Bob on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Bob?
Morning, boys.
How are you?
Crazy.
Excellent.
Hey, I just wanted to say to LB, he's making our point. It's about UMass. It's the first time in history they made it to the finals, and he should be telling us about that.
Really? But you care? Not. When was the last time you talked about UMass?
I watched the whole game, buddy.
Yeah. When was the last time by yourself, because it wasn't with your buddies, because no one else cares?
Who's the guy that plays out in L.A. there? Jonathan Quick?
Yeah.
Is he from B.C. or B.U. or...
But I guess
he must have played at UMass, right? Bob, go to work. Go to work and do
Thank
something.
You.
Do
Thank
something
you,
eventful.
I love you, man.
Yeah, okay. Take a Viagra and hit your wife at lunch today.
Hit meaning have
God.
Sex.
All of a sudden, UMass is like relevant.
Hey, people take a little pride. That's
pride
all.
In what?
Pride in their
state school. No one even cares about UMass. There's not a person in Boston today that's at work is going, oh, God. Hey, do you got? Can we pull UMass that UMass game up on your iPhone?
What do you mean? I think people are excited about that.
About what?
About UMass making it
You've
to the.
You've never mentioned UMass in your life, dude.
Well, it's not
it's
me.
It's not about
unless,
him. There are other people that listen
about
to the
getting
show.
Getting high.
I think the alumni are probably.
What about all 14 of them.
I'll tell you who's excited about it is our good friend John Jakes, who played hockey at UMass.
Aw, Jakesy.
I'm sure that hockey player on skates.
I bet he's pretty happy about that.
Jakesy played at BU.
No, and then he transferred to UMass, you dodo bird.
Oh.
He didn't listen to the rest of the
story. Why? Because he failed out of school?
UMass is a good school.
I don't know why. Hang on, Jakesy.
Oh, you got caught for drinking in the dorms?
No.
He had to transfer to UMass. I love you, Jake. So you're the best. Oh, wow. 1.8 grade point. I got to transfer to UMass because I partied too much in my second year of college.
I mean, here's a text that says there are 270,000 people that go to UMass, but there are only 14 actual total alumni. Okay, LB.
But if they're going to the school, don't they know they're in the Frozen Four?
Listen, I can't. I get it. I understand. They're a UMass alum. Your school is in the middle of nowhere. Everybody gets baked. And finally, for the first time in the history of the freaking school, you made the Frozen Four. Enjoy.
I think it's a big thing for...
Let's call over to BU and see how that works out.
Well,
what does that mean?
Well, they've been to the Frozen Four a gazillion times.
Okay, so
let's call Boston College.
So
let's call.
There's nothing to do with UMass making it.
Fine, they made it.
No one cares.
There's not anyone in Boston today.
It's a local historic sports event, and that's okay. You didn't cover it. That's all right.
When have you ever watched a Frozen Four game?
I've never watched a Frozen Four game.
Thank you.
But there are a lot of people listening that
point
have,
made.
That
but
are
the,
interested.
But it's not
made.
About
Danielle,
me. It's not
Danielle,
about me.
Danielle, ever called the girls over to watch a Frozen Four tilt?
Not about me.
No.
There are people that would like general information.
You're making my point.
Then why do you have a job?
We've already convinced.
Tune into radio.
There's four people in the studio and 50% of the people... Hildog.
Yes, LV.
When was the last time you tuned into a Frozen Four tilt?
I don't believe I have seen a Frozen Four.
So 75% of
this
studio
room.
Has
right.
not watched. So I'm just telling you, 3 out of 4 people don't watch the Frozen Four. So that means no one cares.
Greg once watched 2.5 minutes of a Frozen Four game by accident.
this is Jim, I believe. Hello, Jim.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Jim?
LB, you're a hockey guy, man. It's not a big thing to you that local teams made it to the Final Four, especially a state school?
You know what, Jim? I played most of my life in the hockey world.
I know.
And I have never watched a Frozen Four game.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
What for?
it's great hockey.
Even when BC was in it?
Yeah.
Your favorite college in the whole world?
Yeah. Where my son's going to go.
Right. You never
I'm already putting money away to send him to the Eagles. I've watched, I go to BC Eagles football games all day, every day because of the late, great Pete Gray.
Right.
LB, the starting goaltender for the Jets is Connor Hollebuck, who is a UMass Lowell graduate. I mean, that's not a big thing. There's a lot of great hockey players that come out of the Massachusetts college programs.
I got it. Stating the obvious, yes.
Is it, though? I mean, wouldn't you have covered it?
Had no idea that Connor Hellebuck, having a great year, by the way, the Jets are on fire.
Oh.
Fighting for the... Yeah, well, they're... Who cares? Fighting for first place in the West in the NHL.
Nobody cares.
How would I know that?
Google it.
I just did it while he called.
No, you didn't. You don't type that fast.
I think you're elitist.
Did you say elitist?
Here's a texter who says, I am embarrassed for this radio program and the owners who pay this buffoon.
What? Why? Well, why
okay, fine. I'll just take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, I don't think they're talking about me.
No,
they're talking about Lindy.
Yeah, but the intro was that bad.
They're talking about me, but you can't be that random. What? Why are you embarrassed?
That's rich.
Well, I feel like that you're not. I guess they feel like you're not showing the proper love to UMass Amherst. Their hockey team.
When does anybody?
Well, they have.
Why wouldn't anybody?
Unless you're a UMass alum, no one even knows it exists.
Because people like you don't report on it.
You're the voice. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't believe you're not wearing your UMass hockey jersey, Danielle. Please. What town's it in, Danielle?
I don't know.
Amherst.
It's I know.
I'm sorry, old man. I asked Danielle.
I said Lord Jeffrey Inn.
I asked the ball buster the over there. You had to chime in.
Sorry that you have to do a two-minute summary of things, sir.
Half the people in Boston have no idea where the school exists.
I
think it's in Worcester.
It's in
Western Mass.
There is a UMass Boston.
Yeah.
Yes, it's over on the island. It's got the JFK place over there.
Okay, is that an island?
Yeah, whatever.
Is it a peninsula?
It's in Southey.
Texter says the percentage of UMass alumni who live in Massachusetts is clearly the highest. Everyone cares about this.
Right.
It's a huge story.
According to LB.
Please.
It is a big
story.
I don't even know if it
didn't even make Sports Center.
I saw it all over the internet. That's the internet.
So you're a national thing now.
Thank God you had something to do.
I mean, I'm sure it's
sitting on the couch on your laptop looking at the internet.
I bet it's the lead story on some of the Western Mass local television news programs.
It's the lead story on some of the...
I mean, when
Channel
you get
13, WCBVD.
Right?
CBVD.
What's that noise over there?
Is there interference going on? Are we being attacked by aliens?
It was just a lot.
They're breaking concrete literally right next to our window.
Oh, good. While we're on the air.
That's
good planning.
Whose plan was that?
Thanks. Good work, guys.
Are they trying to get through to LB's head to see what he's trying to say this morning?
The dude's a UMass grad that was driving by the station.
They're trying to break through your concrete brain to figure out what you're talking about.
Trying to find his career.
Two potheads in a construction truck with a jackhammer from UMass.
Oh, my God. I can't handle this.
Well, I'll show that, LB. That elitist.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that nitwit.
Hold on a second.
There's 975,000 UMass grads.
Listen to this show.
112 years.
This is Don. Hello, Don.
Hey, leave LB alone. He left his compass at home.
That's right.
What about, Texter says it was a huge story when Marcus Camby and the UMass Minutemen made it to the Final Four in hoops.
20 years later, let it go.
Well,
come on.
They reported on it.
Yeah, that was when the school, that was when people actually knew who the school was. Oh. And we're talking about hoops, not hockey. Oh, my God, you people. You drive me nuts. Marcus Camby, and they almost won it all.
Words.
John Calipari.
What?
Greatest hair ever.
Another great graduate of UMass, Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Oh.
Excuse what me? About...
Wait,
excuse me.
He was a phys ed teacher.
Excuse me. What about Dr. Julius Erving, who I believe also...
Greg.
Also was a UMass graduate.
Please. Nobody watches basketball.
If I remember correctly. Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know that. Dr. J is from UMass?
I think so.
Damn.
I didn't know that.
This is Kevin. Yeah. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, he did. I was just talking about that. He did go to UMass Amherst, Dr. Wow. J.
Yes,
was that 79?
Yes, he did, Dr.
Yeah.
J.
Yeah.
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 What are you calling about, Kevin?
That's what I was calling about, the CFLB, remembered the name, but you got it before I did, right. So that's what it was.
I stole your thunder, as the saying.
I was actually sitting courtside at the game when Malone grabbed Larry Bird and Dr. J sucker punched him.
Was that in Amherst?
Yes, it was at UMass.
It was when the Celtics took
Larry Bird came from Indiana, and he played a travel game by himself.
Indiana played one game against Division III UMass, Amherst in 1974. Yeah.
And UMass knocked him off 80-79 in OT.
All right. Let's see.
Go Minutemen.
Greg, here's somebody who says, Greg, you neglected to mention that technically UMass did not make the Final Four because the record was erased by the NCAA because Marcus Camby got a necklace or something from from an alumni or somebody was giving gifts that shouldn't have been given to a player or something along those lines. And, of course, who could forget the great UMass basketball star Olivia Jade? The daughter of Lori Loughlin,
one of the best collegiate forwards.
She got herself a starting. She was a starting point guard for 1 year for the UMass Minutemen, and that's how she got her scholarship. This is Jared. Hello, Jared.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Jared?
LB, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but are you completely unaware of the fact that if it wasn't for youth hockey or college hockey or the Frozen Four or anything regarding hockey, you'd be a nobody?
You know, bud, I really just
come on, bud, just say it.
No, I'm just having a hard time that you're trying.
You're caught up is what
how
you are.
How are you trying to bust my nuts, bud?
I'm not, bud. You're a hockey player. It's completely relevant. All these kids that work as hard as they work every single day, you're more than familiar with that, yet you downplay it. It's ignorance, bud.
Bud,
you'd be a nobody if it wasn't.
You're yapping
off. Admit it.
Explain. So you're telling me.
What would you be, a bar
brawler? You're telling me. Shut up. Let me talk. Let me talk.
Dude, listen. If I was standing in front of you, you wouldn't be telling me to shut up.
Ooh. Oh well, you know. Hey, listen, not for nothing. I'm in Brighton every day. You know the phone. You know the phone number. Hey, Google the address, dickhead.
All right, I got. Everybody's got to calm down.
No. I just think like that guy because I was just trying to say to that guy. So he's sitting down with his children. So a bunch of youth hockey children are watching the Final Four. I would hazard a guess a couple of kids may tune in. I doubt for a second that all the dads that have kids that play minor league hockey are I've told everybody to screw because they have to sit down with their kids to watch the Final Four. You're a bunch of hypocrite liars. My God, you're driving me freaking crazy. First of all, you can't watch the Final Four. You know why? Because if your kid plays hockey, he's at the rink this weekend. My son has 4 games. Me and Will, my son plays hockey 5 days a week for the South Shore Kings, the greatest travel team program of all time. We will not be watching the Final Four, you know, or the Frozen Four, because my son has hockey. You guys suck. You're just. I love you.
Leo Birmingham Parkway kid.
Oh my God.
83. No, give him. Give it to him. Give him the 83 Leo Birmingham. Tell him to get down.
It's too much.
Now.
It's too long to remember.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm just.
Google the address, Ryle. If you want to fight me, Google the address.
I'm 6'10", 400 pounds. I'll squash OB's head like it's nothing. Oh, screw, dude. Your wife won't even let you out of the house this weekend because you work all week.
All right. Go Minutemen.
We've got a barbecue. My mom's coming over. You can't go kick LB's ass because my mom's coming for dinner on Friday.
We have got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's new intro day, and it's only Monday, and we already have all of the material that we need for LB's greatest moments of the week on Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, Hillman, you know, I can't stop thinking about it. You know, UMass Denver, Providence, Minnesota, Duluth, April 11th. Got the championship April 13th.
Right.
And start planning the four-day barbecue weekend because I am a diehard.
What about the parade? We're going to have to get a duck boat parade for the UMass Minutemen. They can come all the way from Amherst, and people can gather on the streets on the way. And
I already took the days off, kid. I already got the days off. I talked to the boss. He understands what a huge college hockey fan I am. The Frozen Four. I got the tattoo.
Hey, you know, we were talking about April Fool's Day and the fact that a lot of people just don't do anything on April Fool's Day anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the Dave Andelman and the Phantom Gourmet did a pretty good one on Instagram this morning where they shared this picture of what they were announcing as the first ever floating tiki and burger bar in the seaport. And it was, they said they were joining up with Wahlburgers and the Kowloon to create the, and they have a photo of it floating in the seaport. And
that's awesome.
So it was pretty good on the Instagram April Fool's Day prank by the Andelman brothers. Pretty good. All right. Well, we'll be here. Let's see. I think Friday is when we're doing the show from the. When are we doing the show from Buffalo for the Frozen Four LB? Is that this weekend? I think that's this weekend.
We're trying. I'm trying to. I talk to the people in charge, people in the know out there in Buff.
Yes.
And you know, we're kind of late to the game. No surprise. I'm in charge. So. We're on the waiting list.
For Radio Row?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Right now we're at the Mohawk Palace.
But I got like Brian McKenzie. He's allegedly the best player in the Frozen Four.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we're gonna do a live interview with him.
All right.
You like catfish, Greg? Fried catfish.
You know what? I'm not a huge fan. Some people go to, they have like the big, what do they call them? The catfish. They do like a catfish cook-off thing. Like a
catfish fry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I bet
man.
You've been to one.
Cornel
I've been to a lot.
I bet you've been to one. But
the
I'm
only
not,
times I really go into a church.
Seriously. Allowed.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of catfish. Why do you ask?
There's a very large catfish, a 24-pound one, that's had to be removed from a man-made pond at a shopping center in Essex, England. It was scaring the kids because it would come up to the surface and eat ducks that were floating on top.
God. What?
Sure.
Wait
yeah.
a minute.
Oh my God.
How big was the thing?
24 pounds.
24
Huge.
Pounds.
That's a lot of catfish strips.
And
that's
it
a lot
would,
of remoulade.
So the little kids would be like giggling and looking at the cute little live duckies that were swimming.
And then
the catfish would come up and eat the live duck.
Yeah.
So what did they do with the thing?
They removed it. They rehomed it.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, they found a lake, a fully enclosed lake, to relocate the aggressive fish. Catfish are not native to England. They're actually invasive. So they're trying to make sure that they can contain it in a body of water where there's no way it can escape and get into riverways and tributaries and the like.
Have you ever watched that show, Catfish Hunter?
I haven't. No.
With the hands?
They stick their arms into the catfish actually just swallows his arm.
Yeah. Oh, that
And
oh,
they
yeah.
pull
wow.
the catfish out. That's how they catch him.
That's crazy. Yeah, but the kids were super traumatized, so the people at the mall have assured patrons that they're only going to have, you know, nice fish from now on. Nothing aggressive or invasive.
Oh. Eating a whole duck.
That's a good life lesson, though. Strong survive. You know what I mean? That's a food chain thing.
That's where your food comes from.
All right. What else?
A policeman in Sweden who was naked arrested a naked convict when they happened upon each other inside a Swedish sauna.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Police officer was at the sauna on Friday. I wonder if this ever happens at Dylan's in Chelsea. And he was in there on his day off. He was sitting around, you know, sitting on the towel, because that's proper etiquette in the sauna when you're naked. And he looked over and he sees this guy that he recognizes as a convicted criminal who was on the run after being sentenced to jail for various drug offenses. So the cop looks at the criminal looks at the cop. They both recognize each other. Criminal tries to take off. Police officer arrests the guy. Again, they're both naked. It's a very slippery situation, pun intended.
And sweaty.
But he was able to place the man under arrest, and the officer was saluted by the local police on Facebook. To our dear colleague who kept your head cool when it was heating up to a potentially dangerous situation, despite being on your day off in a relaxing spa, we salute you.
Did they at least give the man a towel as he was making the arrest?
I hope so.
Did he have to handcuff the man in the nude?
Oh, God.
I mean,
that would be a great movie scene. I don't know if that's been done. Because you got no weapons.
Yeah.
You got nothing. There he is, public enemy number one. He's naked.
In the salon.
Yeah.
In the salon.
All right. What else, Danielle?
So, you really don't get much lower than stealing your child's Girl Scout cookie money if you're a dad.
Ugh,
I mean, there are really few things
Don't tell me.
It gets even worse if you fake a robbery to try to cover it up. This happened in Oregon. A man named Brian Couture called 911 earlier this month. He said he fought off a robber who broke into his home. Police get there. They find the guy unresponsive. They take him to the hospital. Big dramatic situation. There's also $740 in cash missing, which just happened to be his daughter's Girl Scout cookie money. Later on, police interviewed him. They figured out some inconsistencies in his story, and they realized he, in fact, made up the whole thing.
Because he stole the daughter's Girl Scout cookie money,
yep.
And then the Girl Scouts were asking where the money was.
Yep.
His own daughter.
His own daughter. The spokeswoman for the local Girl Scout troop did confirm the money missing from the cookie sales, and they said they're working on a repayment plan with the man.
Oh,
you know, you're supposed to be hustling cookie sales, not stealing the money.
You're teaching your daughter, you know, business, and
yeah, that's not.
You know what's hard is it's not having all that money around the house; it's having 40 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
I was going to say, I bet you've dipped into your own stash occasionally.
I'm telling you,
when
they give you those on Friday, you're like, wow, the whole weekend I got to have these the whole weekend in my house.
Is your daughter still? She's old for the Girl Scouts now.
No, but she's 14. She didn't want to be a Girl Scout anymore.
Oh, she didn't.
She's a loner.
Was
a rebel.
Was it because they let the boys in? Didn't they? Didn't the Girl Scouts let? Which way did that work?
Boy Scouts let the girls in.
Oh, the Boy Scouts let the girls in.
Right, declining enrollment or something,
I
think.
Yeah. I don't think she wanted to wear the uniform.
Oh.
Oh, what kind of Trekkie kid is that who doesn't want to wear the uniform?
I mean,
but she did her part.
That's right. She sold a lot of cookies for that.
Oh, of course.
And thank you, LB, for buying most of those.
Oh.
For real.
All eaten.
Well, he's still got like one box that's hidden under a couch somewhere in A-hole's garage that he can't find. So, oh well. A little trouble for a couple massage parlors in the bucket, Pawtucket.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't tell me there was a sting.
There was a sting, and more than a dozen women have been charged. Investigators say they received complaints from residents and local businesses about alleged prostitution happening at Harmony Spa and Far East Acupuncture.
Oh, the Far East acupuncture was not really acupuncture?
It was not. Well, they weren't licensed.
Okay. There was puncturing.
Sir. According to the Providence Journal, 13 women were arraigned this past Friday on misdemeanor charges of working as unlicensed massage therapists. Four of them faced misdemeanor prostitution charges. Three were charged with pandering. They all entered not guilty pleas and were released on personal recognizance. The defense attorney in the case said there was no human trafficking involved. None of the women were being forced to work, so it was all voluntary. And the spas have reportedly been in a long-standing legal battle with the city over their licensing issues.
I wonder if they were on that site that you go to all the time. What's that called?
Oh, what's that called? Boy, I've already forgotten. Rub Maps. Welcome to Rub Maps.
Welcome, Mike, to Rub Maps.
Mike, welcome back. Whoa, I just research.
Welcome back.
Just research.
Welcome back to Rub Maps, Mr. Shu.
Welcome back. We've enabled cookies on this website.
Oh, my God.
The following places have been busted since your last visit 2 weeks ago.
Those aren't the kind of cookies I thought.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Let's see. This is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, brother?
I have an obscure reference to the Swedish officer that would arrested the other one naked. That movie Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Never saw it.
Oh, you never saw it. In the beginning of the movie, he's in a towel and he goes into a Russian bathhouse, and he has to arrest the convict. So.
Oh, okay. All right. See, there you go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Fabulous.
I think there was also, was there an Austin Powers? Several people were texting in about some kind of an Austin Powers scene involving a nude sauna. I don't remember that, but this is Paul on the Framingham Ford studio line. Yes, Paul?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Paul?
I was going to get my obscure references confused, and Stiz straightened me out before you guys put me on.
Yeah.
There is a great nude fight scene in the movie Eastern Promise. I was going to say it was in A History of Violence with Viggo Mortensen, but it was in Eastern Promises where he's naked in the sauna, and they come in, I think, to kill him, and there is a great naked fight scene.
I don't believe I've seen that film either. Yeah. I do like Viggo Mortensen, though.
The History of Violence, excellent movie.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Very good,
yes.
Yeah.
Give me a synopsis.
He is a guy who lives in a small town trying to get away from his crime family history,
yes.
And his brother tracks him down. They're in Pennsylvania, and he kind of forces him to go back to confront him in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
It's very good, yeah.
Viggo Mortensen, also excellent in A Perfect Murder, as the artist with whom Gwyneth Paltrow's character is having an affair.
Yes,
on Michael Douglas.
Spoiler.
They've had time to watch it. It came out, what, like 1998?
Spoiler.
You've had 20 years to watch it.
That's a good movie, though.
Ever been to Belize?
That's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
Michael Douglas,
is
the husband. He's he's excellent in that.
He is wonderful in that movie.
There's another one that's similar to that. It's that Richard Gere one where the wife, Diane Lane is the wife in that one. She's hooking up with a sculptor or something along those lines.
Unfaithful.
Very similar plot.
Yes.
Those two films.
And of course, if we're talking about Diane Lane movies, you have to mention Under the Tuscan Sun.
Well.
Favorite of ladies every year.
Nope.
Gives you hope. Come on.
Nope.
Sandra Oh has the little baby in Italy. It's fine. Then the writer comes to see her. It's wonderful. Chick and then the old man finally smiles. Oh, big time chick flick.
Speaking of fighting.
Yes.
They, the Mass State Police have identified the two women.
Oh, my God.
Who got in the fight in the middle of Route 128 on Friday morning.
I was watching that all weekend.
During a very tense commute, obviously, on Friday morning.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
That was a pretty good. That was a pretty good video. That was Danvers.
Is that
where that was? Yeah,
that woman. So, the one woman couldn't get out of her car fast enough.
Well, she fell. She fell
and
trying to
swung
get
on the door.
I know.
But it was like one was 38, and I think one 33. Was 33, and one was in her 60s.
Yeah.
It looked like the one in her 60s was schooling that woman. She got right in her face, grabbed her fists.
Oh, you're going to cut me off with no blinker? Yeah, watch this. You whore. You dirty whore. Get out of your car. Are you going to get out of your car? I'll stop right here.
Rule number one, never get out of the car.
I know.
Ever.
Just act like Greg does. Look straight ahead.
That's
pretend
right.
You don't see the person.
Yeah, they're banging on your window.
Take a deep breath. Count backwards from 10.
I mean, would you say that the 33-year-old from Gloucester or the 64-year-old from Beverly was the winner?
64-year-old.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I watched it like a million times.
Well, it's like the younger chick was like trying, the the older woman was the one in red, right? Clinging to the door, it looked
right,
like.
Right, she had the longer hair.
Yeah, so yeah, it yeah, looked yeah, like yeah. the other one was like.
No, no, no. I thought the older one was the other woman.
Really?
Yeah, because okay, then the woman who swung on the door went at her with both fists, and right. that woman grabbed both fists and like spread them and pulled her face in.
That's the best chick fight yeah, move when you're right doing like the little two-fisted yeah. wrangle move and nobody oh, yeah. can get their arms free and you're just oh, kind of like looking at each other.
You know, you can't get away with anything anymore because everybody has their phones yeah. out.
Or the Thank dash God. Cam. I know. It's unbelievable.
I can't believe that was in the middle lane.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a breakdown.
Well, oh, was yeah, it the yes, breakdown? Yeah. It looked like it was in the middle lane.
What was? So are you saying that you think the woman in red was the older one or the other woman was
I thought the woman
older
in red was the older one, I'm, just from what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't
Maybe
tell.
Maybe not. I don't know. I can't really tell.
I mean, it's such a fantastic video.
There's a couple of different versions of the video online. So I'm trying to watch
Hopefully they're listening and they'll call.
Right.
I won. It was me.
It was me. Here's what happened. She cut me off. I'm sending this to the police. Usually it's like car versus motorcycle, car versus right. truck. Now it's like woman versus woman.
Right. Or they're like, they have their fists out the window as they're driving mm-hmm. or, you know.
I like when you, when you're at a merge, whether it's on a highway or I see it a lot, very often in the Ted Williams Tunnel. When you're heading toward the Pike from Logan and you've got the lane drop, you've got one, two, like three effectively lane drops there. And you got the person who doesn't, like on the left, who doesn't understand that it's a zipper. It's one and one. It's bumper to bumper traffic.
No,
you got to let it go. And the other person's edging super close and they just keep edging in. And the other person, they're so close that the other guy can reach out and like slam on the person's car.
Yeah. It's great when you can see them. You're yeah, going slow right, enough where you just, right. you're forced to look at each right. other.
This is Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hey, just a heads up, that Eastern Promises fight scene is full frontal, man. You got to be prepared for that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't unsee that.
Thank you.
You can't unsee that.
Thank you.
all right. Well, that's going to do it for today. Monday in the books, as they say.
That's right. Tomorrow, further Frozen 4 coverage.
Yes, yes. We'll have live Frozen 4 coverage tomorrow.
Holy, I've got interviews from 14 players.
How about that UMass Minuteman hockey team?
Woo!
We'll have some sort of... LB, why don't you go live from Amherst tomorrow morning?
You want me to fly out today?
Yeah, why don't you drive out there and you can...
I'm going to chop her into Amherst, get some personal... face-to-facers with the fellas.
Why don't you do the show from JQA out at UMass?
I get such a kick out of it. Like, everybody's a UMass hockey fan.
What's the pizza place out there that's extraordinary?
The one that's on the campus? The one that's, like, right on the edge of campus?
Yes, right on the edge.
Oh, God,
downtown area. That place is
right
dope.
Near Southwest there.
You know the place I'm talking about?
Oh, no. Are you
talking about downtown?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about downtown.
It starts with a D.
Doesn't it always?
I can't.
It's over by the Emily Dickinson house. yeah. Yes. What is that place called? It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Don't they have the...
I want to feel like it's like Delano's or something like that, but I don't think that's what... Mm. What is the freaking name of that place?
Wow. That's going to drive me... We've got so many listeners.
Oh, no. Antonio's. Antonio's.
Antonio's place. That's an institution.
Yes, that's the name of it.
Don't they have the great bar, too, where they rip it up? They have a legendary bar.
Well, there's the Broken Spoke. That's still there. Mike's Westview. I don't know if that's there. That was the place to go for the buffet. And a fight.
Antonio's pizza is extraordinary, though.
They do an amazing au gratin potatoes pizza.
What?
Yeah.
By the slice.
Yeah, but I can get any pizza you want by the slice.
Any pizza by the slice.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing.
Which is great. All right. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at waaf.com anytime or via the radio.com app. Up next... It's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.